This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in studio is Leanne McAdoo. We've been talking about the debate last night. We're going to address some of your questions on Twitter, on the Real Alex Jones Twitter account. But before we do, we want to play this clip from last night's debate where they talked about the contributions that Donald Trump is taking. What does that give him, and who is he taking money from? Here's that clip.
I will tell you that our system is broken. I give to many people. Before 2 months ago, I was a businessman. I give to everybody. When they call, I give. And you know what? When I need something from them, 2 years later, 3 years later, I call them. They are there for me.
So what'd
and that's
get?
The broken system.
So what'd you get from Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi?
Well, I'll tell you what. With Hillary Clinton, I said, be at my wedding, and she came to my wedding. You know why? She had no choice because I gave. I gave to a foundation that, frankly, that foundation is supposed to do good. I didn't know her money would be used on private jets going all over the world. It was.
Hold on. We're gonna move on. We'll come back to you, Governor Walker.
Just 1 second on this, though. We spend a lot of time talking about Hillary Clinton and pitting us back and forth. Let's be clear. We should be talking about Hillary Clinton on that last subject, because everywhere in the world that Hillary Clinton touched is more messed up today than before she and the
president. We have many questions to come.
Okay, let's hold it right there. The question, I guess, Leanne, is Donald Trump running for president, or is he running for godfather? Going back to what he says, I gave to many people before this. When I call, I give. When they call, I give. And you know what? When I need something from them 2 years later, 3 years later, I call them.
Right.
Owe me a favor.
Yeah. Okay. And does he plan on fixing that broken system?
Exactly. He offers himself as Exhibit A and says the system is broken. He plays in the broken system. So put him in charge of the broken system because he knows how to manipulate it better than anybody else. Is there any sense of a rule of law? Is there any sense that there's too much power and money in Washington and any of that? No, there isn't. He plays the game. And so what game is he playing right now? Who is he supporting? Who sent him in here? Is he a dark horse or is he a stalking horse?
Yeah.
Is he a stalking horse for the Clintons? They're the ones who called him. Let's play this clip from Carly Fiorina. She very succinctly summed up a lot of the questions that people have. And that's one of the reasons I think that Fox News lifted her up. But, of course, we also know there's another agenda there as well. She's part of the apologists for the police state. That's another reason why Fox News wants to elevate Carly Fiorina. Let's play that clip. Have you guys got that ready? Let's play that clip of Carly Fiorina with the talking about Donald Trump.
Question, because it's true really of all of you on this stage that, like it or not, Donald Trump there's a huge disparity between the poll numbers that you have and the poll numbers that he has. Given also the fact that, you know, Rudy Giuliani said he thought that there may be some Reagan qualities to Donald Trump. So, Carly Fiorina, is he getting the better of you?
Well, I don't know. I didn't get a phone call from Bill Clinton before I jumped in the race. Did any of you get a phone call from Bill Clinton? I didn't. Maybe it's because I hadn't given money to the foundation or donated to his wife's Senate campaign. Here's the thing that I would ask Donald Trump in all seriousness. He is the party's front runner right now, and good for him. I think he's tapped into an anger that people feel. They're sick of politics as usual. You know, whatever your issue, your cause, the festering problem you hoped would be resolved, the political class has failed you. That's just a fact, and that's what Donald Trump taps into. I would also just say this, since he has changed his mind on amnesty, on health care, and on abortion, I would just ask, what are the principles by which he will govern?
Exactly.
And I would also say, you know, she says, well, Donald Trump is a front runner, good for him. I would say that Carly Fiorina is Fox News' front runner, good for her. Right. We've had a failure not only of the system, but we've had a failure of the rule of law. And she supports that. She supports this massive surveillance state. And I can tell you that all of the candidates that we heard last night are supporting war, prohibition, surveillance, the usual list of items that we hear, except for Rand Paul. And that's where we had the one argument. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be joined when we come back with other members of the Nightly News. We're going to talk about the debate and the issues that came up, foreign policy and other issues. Stay with us.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, live in Austin, and joining me in the studio are Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson. We're going to be talking about some aspects of the debate last night. We're going to move on now to some foreign policy issues. Before we do, I just want to let you know real quickly, we've extended the free shipping for July for 1 week. It ends today. You can still get free shipping on everything at InfoWarsLife.com, and we have put up a 24-hour flash sale on Survival Shield X2. That's our nascent iodine. It is 30% off. Right now, it's an unprecedented sale for nascent iodine, 30% off plus free shipping. We also have 50% off of Silver Bullet, our 30 parts per million colloidal silver in a pure base of deionized water. You can buy two, get two free. For Silver Bullet. Again, everything at the InfoWarsLife.com store is available now with free shipping. 30% off Survival Shield X2 and buy two, get two free Silver Bullet. Well, gentlemen, what did you think about the debate last night? It was pretty amazing to watch it. I remember when the thing first started out, I was telling my wife, I said, this looks like a sports contest. This doesn't. And it was really the first 10 minutes before they actually started at the top of the hour. They were really hyping it up like it was some kind of a sports contest. You saw the big stadium there.
Oh, the Facebook logos everywhere.
Yeah. They made the guys parade up there and stand there. I said, wow, if they make them strip down to their swimsuits, I'm turning this off.
Yeah, it was almost NBA or NFL draft level the way it was presented to the viewing public. But it, like Biggs was saying last night, we were watching the debate, and he said this can be the highest rated debate ever because it's an entertainment show at this point because you have the entertainment aspect. Of course, Trump is a businessman, but he's also a reality TV star. So it's kind of like having Kim Kardashian up there talking about foreign policy. People are going to tune in and watch it. And by far, Trump was by far the most entertaining person on that stage.
Yeah, I think he won purely from an entertainment standpoint. The fact that it was the GOP versus Donald Trump, and that's the way I see it.
Megyn Kelly and Fox News versus Donald Trump, they clearly were going after him. The very first question.
Personal
questions. Loyalty. Yeah, and the first seven out of, they went seven questions talking to them personally. Mm-hmm. You know, what about you? Not even about their policies, not even about their records, but tell us about you. And the very first one was obviously targeted towards Donald Trump. They knew that he wasn't going to do that. And to his credit, he didn't do it. But, of course, that also raises issues for many people. Is he a stalking horse for Hillary Clinton or somebody else? That's what a lot of people are concerned about.
Yeah. I mean, the second debate was dog and pony. But the first one, I've got to go back to the first one really quick. We got to talk about Lindsey Satan Graham. That's what I call him. This guy was asked questions about Planned Parenthood. And what did he give an answer to? How he would stop Planned Parenthood. He would send 25,000 troops to Iraq and Syria. And then if you didn't stand by that decision, you didn't deserve to be president of the United States. Okay. He was then asked about border security. And this man said that he would fix border security by sending 25,000 troops to Iraq and Syria.
That's the answer to everything, Jeff.
I mean, what's going to happen if we ask him how to fix a tire? Well, I'm going to send 25,000 troops, Joe, to Iraq and Syria, and then I'm going to get a lot of money for the military-industrial complex, and then I'll hire one of those illegal guys that come across the border that we build, and I'll have him fix my tire for me.
That's right. It's the old thing is like when the only tool you've got is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Yeah.
Well, his same solution for everything is sending troops to the Middle East. Hammering him into a war. Let's play. Have you guys got that clip ready about Lindsey Graham? Let's play that clip if you do. Yeah, go ahead. Let's play that clip. They asked him about the war.
This conversation will no doubt go to the war on women. And that cutting funding to this group could be a very broad brush against all of you or anybody who holds this nomination as being against women's health, against these organizations that people will say provide positive things for many women.
I don't think it's a war on women for all of us as Americans to stand up and stop harvesting organs from little babies. Let's take the money that we would give to Planned Parenthood and put it in women's health care without having to harvest the organs of the unborn. The only way we're going to defund Planned Parenthood is to have a pro-life president. You want to see a war on women? Come with me to Iraq and Afghanistan, folks. I've been there 35 times. I'll show you what they do to women. Mythical Arab.
Let's hold it right there. Let's hold it right there. Yeah. So you want to see a war on women? Come with me. We've got a war on women, and we'll go against men and children as well. Yeah.
I guess if we kill everyone off, then they can't have abortions. I guess that's how he's going to stop abortions. We'll abort them
ahead of time.
And as we're talking about this ISIS thing, I'm very glad that Rand was there to just have the argument under the argument when he was talking about it. When he said, he didn't come out and say, let's bomb Syria and do all this other stuff. He said, let's stop funding ISIS.
Yes.
Can we stop this one thing? Can we put this away? And I'm not saying I'm completely convinced by Rand at this point, but I'm glad he brought up this issue because they just want to blow it up, turn it into a parking lot. But he said, if we stop giving these guys the airdrop grenades, if we stop giving them $1 billion of our own Humvees to ride around in, they would be a lot easier to kill.
That's right. And we got this article today from RT. U.S. says Assad is the, quote, root of all evil, unquote, after the first drone strikes launched from Turkey. Rand Paul has said it We've had others say we don't need to be Al-Qaeda's air force in Syria. But that's what they've been pushing for now for years, trying to find some pretense to go into Syria, calling them the root of all evil. That just reminds me of George H.W. Bush when he was going after Manuel Noriega, and he kept calling him strongman Noriega.
Yeah.
I mean, he came up with this new term, strongman, whatever that means. And of course, Noriega had been involved with George Bush and the CIA. Noriega was involved in the assassination of General Torrijos in Panama. They put him in position there, running drugs, working with the CIA. And then evidently he got too big a head and he decided he would kind of branch out and go into business for himself. So then they had to go after Manuel Noriega. But now we're talking about the moderate rebels in Syria. Remember, we've got moderate Al-Qaeda. We've got moderate ISIS that we've created. Those are the good guys,
so
the
Jeb,
ones who are pro-U.S. rebels.
So if Jeb becomes president, that means Assad will be part of the Axis of Evil?
Yeah.
We'll continue that on?
I don't know what that means. But it's just amazing to go back and see this happen over and over again. And what you were talking about, Jakari, that was Brett Baer talking to Paul. And he says, you recently blamed the rise of ISIS on Republican hawks. Again, trying to set Paul outside of the Republicans, you know, pit all the Republicans against him. And really, quite frankly, all the rest of the Republicans there are pushing for a war. They are pushing for arming ISIS. What Paul said, only ISIS is responsible for terrorism. Only ISIS is responsible for the depravity. How are we going to defeat ISIS? I'm the leading voice in America for not arming the allies of ISIS. He says, I've been fighting amidst a lot of opposition from both Hillary Clinton as well as some Republicans, like Lindsey Graham, who want to send arms to the allies of ISIS. ISIS rides around in $1 billion worth of U.S. Humvees. It's a disgrace. We stop them by not funding them. We stop them by not arming them. And, of course, that is the solution.
I guarantee you if Trump would not have been a part of this GOP debate, that Rand Paul would have had an extremely great chance of winning this entire debate because he gave real answers, real solutions to real problems, real issues with America, whereas everything else was this dog and pony show.
Exactly.
And that's why they didn't give him the time to talk, because when he started speaking, they'd cut him off, or Megyn Kelly would jump in and chime in with her, you know, Fox panel discussion.
Well, I believe that they'd put Chris Christie in there to be a pit bull to attack Rand Paul. And that's what we saw, is most of the back and forth was between Chris Christie and Rand Paul. We have a Twitter comment from Starkey Joe 1. He says, were you angered when Chris Christie stooped low talking about giving hugs to 9/11 families? How manipulative, he says. Exactly. Wrapping the bloody shirt, not questioning what we could have done to stop this. And we've had NSA whistleblowers like Drake and Benny saying, look, they had the information. They could have stopped this if they wanted to. They're using this as a pretense to make a larger haystack, which makes it even harder for us to find the needle that we want to find in the haystack. But they said they were people who actually support the Constitution, unlike Chris Christie, who says you're just a bag of hot air if you talk about the Fourth Amendment. Shouldn't even talk about it. It's a dead.
No, I mean, I'm not surprised he did that. I guess that's the best answer I can give. You know, these guys always do anything they can to evoke this emotion. I was there and I saw it happen and all this. And maybe they did. I'm not saying they didn't. But that doesn't mean that because you hug the victims, you have more insight or care into the people who have been affected by these tragedies than anybody else.
That's right. Your comments?
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with both of you. I mean, this guy is trying to bring up 9/11 again just so we can continuously spy on people illegally.
How many times are we going to play that card? How long is this going to go? How long are people going to give up their security in the false hope that they're going to somehow be safer? They're not safer.
And I love what he said, Rand's response, like, you need a warrant, you need a Fourth Amendment. And he was like, well, how are you going to stop people? To anybody who hasn't been keeping track, the NSA couldn't stop a bunch of trannies from attacking their own facility. How are they going to stop ISIS, a much more organized, well-funded, well-organized machine, from doing any attacks? It's like having a dictionary with no alphabetized.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
I was pulling to George Bush there. It's not alphabetized. So it's pretty much the same thing. You have all this metadata, but you can't put it in any type of order. You have to have some way to dig through all this information.
Exactly. But we need to look at the Constitution as if it really mattered. There's a reason that we have a rule of law. There's a reason that we demanded to have search warrants, that they had to be specific about what they were looking for. There was a reason that you had to find some, you had to charge people with a crime, find them guilty before you could take their property. And now we're talking about not only just stealing people's property without charging them or finding them guilty, as we've done under the war on drugs, but now under the war on terror, we're talking about incarcerating people indefinitely by the military without even charging them. That's what's being floated out there now with this pre-crime aspect, looking for violent extremists. We've seen the bill introduced by McCall. We've seen Wesley Clark floating that issue. We've seen that this is where this is going. That's what we're concerned about with Jade Helm, with geospatial intelligence. It's all about casting a giant dragnet, getting everybody's information, putting it into a computer program, and then whoever the computer program identifies, you grab that person, throw them in jail because someday they might do something violent.
Minority Report.
Because we know computers never glitch. They never freeze up.
That's right. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me now in studio is Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson. We watched the debate last night. We've been talking about some of the foreign policy issues. Let's talk a little bit about the issues of the back and forth between Donald Trump and Fox News. Clearly, they were after Donald Trump, and Donald Trump came after them. After the debate, he tweeted out, "Wow, Megyn Kelly really bombed tonight. People are going wild on Twitter. Funny to watch." He said, "Fox viewers give low marks to Bimbo Megyn Kelly. We'll consider other programs." You know, I saw an article saying that Donald Trump had said we need to get rid of anchor babies. And when I saw that, when I first glanced at that, I thought he said, Donald Trump says we need to get rid of anchor babes. That was just kind of a psychological thing because I've seen so much of this back and forth between the two of them. And, of course, then he also lashed out at Frank Luntz. And Frank Luntz, I really don't like what Fox News does in terms of manipulating the audience. They go out and they select people. They have their, we watched the graph. This is their reactions as they're going up. I mean, who are these people that they've selected?
And a lot of people on Twitter noticed that as well. Many of the Twitter comments we have, such as this one from John D. Film, says, "Who gave Fox News the authority to set up guidelines for resitting a third party?" And many other people have things to say about Megyn Kelly, just the way they attacked Trump. Pretty obvious thing, so even the viewers know that they were definitely gunning. I think Big said it best, is the GOP versus Fox versus Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty much what it was.
Let's look at what he said about Frank Luntz. He says, "Frank Luntz," this is Donald Trump speaking, tweeted out, "Frank Luntz is a low-class slob who came to my office looking for consulting work, and I had zero interest. Now he picks anti-Trump panels. Frank Luntz, your so-called focus groups are a total joke." Yes, they are. "Don't come to my office looking for business again. You are a clown."
One of the things I did like that that Trump was talking about was how all these politicians try to be politically correct about everything. He said the big problem in this country is being politically correct. I've been challenged by so many people, and I don't frankly have time for total political correctness. And to be honest with you, this country doesn't have time for that either. This country is in big trouble, and we don't win anymore. We lose to China, we lose to Mexico, we lose to everybody. So that's something that's very true. Everyone's so worried about being politically correct, trying to say the right thing so they can fit in with the right group, when sometimes you just need to go out there and be blatantly honest. And
people
are
fed up with that. That's one of the reasons.
Well, they're tired of professional politicians.
Yeah, exactly. But they're fed up with the political correctness. You know, I don't know if you guys follow, but Top Gear, a very, very popular worldwide show out of BBC, Jeremy Clarkson was somebody who just laughed at the political correctness, and of course the BBC found a way to get rid of him. They were anxious when he had a altercation with one of the employees. Regardless of what you think about that altercation, the reason they got rid of Clarkson was because they couldn't stand him laughing at their political correctness. And that's what Donald Trump does. He may do it very awkwardly, like he's calling people clowns and bimbos and saying you're a fat slob, a low-class slob, you know. And again, when I look at this, we watched, because this is the year that Back to the Future 2 was talking about. They did it in 1985. The first episode, they go back 30 years to 1955. The second installment, they go 30 years ahead to this year, 2015. And, you know, Lexus just came out with a hoverboard. So, yeah, let's tell the family, let's watch Back to the Future 2 again. We're watching it. We're rolling on the floor laughing because Donald Trump is Biff. As an adult, I mean, you go back to 2015, Biff's even got his casinos and his towers, and there's a clip there. You can see that clip right there. And there's even a clip where he's standing in his office talking to Michael J. Fox, and behind him there's a big poster of Biff in a suit, and that's where he really looks like Donald Trump. You can
see
this is coming up. And I can just hear Donald Trump addressing Megyn Kelly, "Hello, hello."
They fly?
Banging her that. There's the picture right there. Is that Donald Trump in the background, or is that Biff Tannen? I don't know. I think it's amazing, the predictive program. How did they know that Donald Trump was going to be running for president in 2015 when they did this movie 30 years ago?
Wow, that's quite the uncanny image there.
There you go.
Yeah, we also have another Twitter question, this one from Casey Berry 92, and they wanted, and this person wants to know, which person do we think is going to fall to the VP status first?
I say Ted Cruz would be the...
Well, I think the person that is running, I think you got a race for vice president between Carly Fiorina and Marco Rubio. You know, Marco Rubio is
a
very well polished guy that they've got there, who I don't think is qualified to run, as I said. He, Cruz, and Jindal, I don't think meet the qualifications of a natural born citizen. But I don't like his politics either. But Carly Fiorina would also be an obvious choice for them because they obviously were pushing her very much with Fox News, Karl Rove, and all these people pushing it. She's got close connections to the CIA.
Well, at the very end, though, too, on Hannity, we'll talk about this on the next segment, but Marco Rubio was asked about security in America, and he said he would fix the illegal immigration problem with...
arming the airport.
Yeah,
airport security. How's that? We'll be right back. Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson. We'll talk about that debate last night a little bit more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 5.56 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. Joining me live in the studio are Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson, and we're going to be going to Paul Joseph Watson in the UK in just a moment. He's going to give us his comments about the debate, watching it from the UK. Of course, we've had several people on Twitter commenting about Ben Carson, why he wasn't given more time. At one point, Ben Carson was, they didn't talk to him for quite a while, and he goes, they'd only talked to him once, and he said, I didn't think you were going to come back to me ever again.
Yeah.
Well, what they said in that first question I thought was interesting, because it told us more, I think, really, about Fox News than it tells us about Ben Carson. Here's what the question said. They said, you've suggested the Baltic states are not part of NATO. Just months ago, you were unfamiliar with the major political parties and the government in Israel, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking, What is he running for? Is he running for president of the United States, or is he running for emperor of a worldwide empire? And, of course, the latter would be what Fox News is saying. Why does he need to know the political parties in Israel if he doesn't know the Constitution? And those are the questions and the concerns that I had about Ben Carson, is his vacillation on the right to keep and bear arms, the fact that he's made comments about how people in rural areas, yeah, they should have firearms, but not people in the cities, they really don't need them, and then coming down hard against informed consent and for mandatory vaccines. That, to me, betrays a fundamental misunderstanding about the Constitution, about individual liberty, about the purpose of the federal government.
Yeah, he's flip-flopped quite a few times on the Second Amendment, so that kind of makes me a little nervous as to what's going to happen once, if he were to get in that position and actually be president. Would he stick with how he views it now? Is he for the Second Amendment? Or is he going to go back to saying that every gun needs to be registered, we need to have this huge database, we're going to do all this, we're going to force vaccines? So I don't know. I'm not sold on him. He seems like a nice guy. The fact that he's not a professional politician, he was able to come in there, and when he was actually given time to talk, he kind of handled himself very well, I thought. So.
Yeah, you know, when they're talking to him about playing geography quizzes, you know, do you know about the Baltic states? Do you know about the political parties in Israel and everything? I mean, if you're talking about running a worldwide empire, which is what they want, then you're going to ask Caesar, you know, do you know about Gaul? Do you know about Germania? You know, what are you going to do about the Vandals? You know, are you going to ban spray paint or whatever? I mean, that's the kind of concerns that we see in the kind of topics that are brought up by Fox News. They're not going to talk about individual liberty. They're not going to talk about the Constitution, except to call it a bunch of hot air when you talk about it like Chris Christie did.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of the time that everybody is getting, of course, it wasn't Ben Carson who really got the shaft on time. It was Rand Paul, and Paul Joseph Watson had an article talking about that earlier today. Thanks for joining us, Paul. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson now in the UK. Paul, your comments on the debate last night.
Well, yeah, I put that article out earlier about Rand Paul getting less than half the time that Donald Trump got. And basically, the point I'm making is Rand Paul was the only anti-establishment candidate, really. And I mean, I'm not a fan of everything he says, but if you look at the entire field, before Donald Trump came along, Rand was the only truly anti-establishment candidate. So then Trump arrives with this populist bluster, which if you look at his actual history and his statements, even going back just 2, 4, 6 years, is complete baloney.
Mm-hmm.
So then they set Trump up as the establishment candidate. And in fact, I've got a video up on Infowars.com right now called Is Trump a Hillary Plant? Because if you look at the polls, Trump is way ahead of the other GOP candidates, but he has no chance whatsoever of defeating Hillary Clinton in a head-to-head. Before Trump arrived on the scene, Rand Paul was basically had the best chance out of all the GOP candidates of defeating Hillary. Now, still, people like Scott Walker are tied with Hillary, so he would have a chance in a hypothetical head-to-head. But Trump is 12% behind Hillary, even at the height of his popularity, and while Hillary is under investigation by the FBI. So given that Trump received this, you know, mysterious phone call back in May, shortly before he made his announcement, I think he's a ringer. I think he's a stooge for Hillary Clinton. I really think that's what's going on.
Well, you know, Paul, he gave the Clinton Foundation over $100,000, but it was just to get her to come to his wedding. That's what he said last night.
No, I mean, you can go, and obviously he's donated money to other people, but then you look at his statements about how kind and generous he's been. And in fact, they're in the video. You look at Bill Clinton's statements about how kind and generous he's been. Then he gets a phone call right before his presidential announcement from Bill Clinton. And there's an article in The Hill which says if Bill Clinton had told him all these things to do, then that's what you would expect Trump to do. You know, attack other GOP candidates personally, alienate Hispanic voters. He's done all these things that someone like Clinton would have told him to do if his intention was to sabotage the GOP race and ensure that Hillary's going to come out on top. Because remember, Bilderberg, before Bilderberg, we released the article where Hillary's top advisor, who also advised Obama, was at Bilderberg, and we basically made the prediction that she was the elite's pick. And that's exactly what's going on. And if, you know, if conservatives want Hillary Clinton to become president, then they should keep supporting Donald Trump, because that's exactly what's going to happen.
Well, it's not only that, but he's also a stalking horse for Jeb Bush, because Jeb Bush last night was talking about how he, well, they asked him questions about the foundation that he was a director of with Bloomberg, giving $10 million to Planned Parenthood. And he said, oh, well, it was just because we were really, it wasn't that. I thought it was to promote education. Well, what was the education he was promoting? That was the other thing that was talked about, Common Core. So here's a guy promoting abortion with Planned Parenthood. As we mentioned earlier in the program, both his father and his grandfather were closely tied to Planned Parenthood. He's pushing Common Core. He's pushing open borders. So when you got Donald Trump out there personally attacking people who are coming across, rather than talking about our enticement, our open borders, then that opens up the an area for Jeb Bush to look like a good guy, the good guy out of the GOP. So he's really a stalking horse for Jeb Bush as well. He makes the Republican Party look bad, but then he makes Jeb Bush look like a quote-unquote compassionate conservative, which was the beard that his brother ran with.
Yeah, and, you know, it's the same with Bush, as you mentioned, with Trump. You know, Bush made a lot of populist statements that resonated with a lot of people. You know, we're not going to be the global policeman. Same as Obama, you know, we're going to reverse the Patriot Act. We're going to shut down Guantanamo Bay. We're going to get out of all these wars. And basically, Trump's running on the same populist platform, but there's no substance whatsoever. And in fact, you know, the big reaction is, oh, look how evil Fox News is baiting Donald Trump. Well, actually, they gave him the platform to do what he does best, which is firing back with these witty retorts and giving him the opportunity to make more of these, you know, populist statements and making politically incorrect statements rather than actually focusing on his record, which is, you know, is not conservative.
Yes.
2-4 years ago, he was anti-abortion. He was pro-open borders, and they don't grill him on it. And Trump claims that he's suddenly, quote, politically evolved. Okay, you politically evolve from a liberal to a conservative between the ages of, what, 18 to 30 maximum. Donald Trump is 69. You don't just suddenly flip from being a liberal to a conservative when you're 69 years old unless there's another agenda going on. And yes, it's partly his ego, why he wants to become president at all, but I think it's partly because, you know, he's been sent to sabotage the whole process.
Well, you got Tea Party conservatives, and the Tea Party was really founded in opposition to crony capitalism. That was one of the core things about it. And yet here they are coalescing, so many of them, behind someone who has unabashedly been a crony capitalist and said, hey, the system's broken. I'm using the system the way I want it. I give money to these guys. Yeah, I give it left and right. I'm a businessman. That's the way I do business in America, than saying, when I need a favor, I call him in 2 or 3 years. I mean, he really does sound like the Godfather, not somebody who is running for president.
Yeah, and it's not only the Clintons, you know, Clinton Senate campaign and the Clinton Foundation, who he's donated to. You know, look at who else he's given money to. Chuck Schumer, the big gun control guy. Harry Reid. Probably don't have to remind listeners about, you know, what he said about the Clive and Bundy supporters last year, calling them domestic terrorists. He donated money to Anthony Weiner as well, amongst all these other top Democrats, not moderate Democrats, but extreme left-wing Democrats that push all this anti-conservative crap. And then he suddenly turns around and says, oh, I've politically evolved and become a conservative at the age of 69. I simply don't believe it.
I don't either. What do you guys think about what Paul is saying here? I'll give you guys a chance to jump in.
I thought he made some excellent points. Just like he was saying how your political ideology evolves, when you make the point that he's not in that 18 to 30 range, I think that is very suspect. But, you know, it's not just Trump. It's many of these guys that I take exception with talking about the records on many other things, not just the things that we've mentioned here.
You know, one of the things that I was looking at, I'm curious to get your take on, Paul. You have a very different political system. You have very lively debates in the House of Commons there. And when anybody here in the United States, like Ted Cruz, came out and pointed out that Mitch McConnell had lied about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and these trade deals, he was excoriated by the leadership there. How do people in Britain react about this sports and weather entertainment debate system that we've got here last night? I mean, I was absolutely appalled about it, and I'm used to seeing that kind of stuff here in America. What's the reaction in the UK and in Britain?
I think British people are quite used to seeing that for everything in relation to how, you know, Americans respond, not just politics. So it's nothing out of the ordinary. The kind of debates that we saw before the UK election earlier this year, they're not obviously dressed up in the pageantry that you have over there. They were quite lively, but I don't think it would be a surprise to people who live in the UK as to the whole, you know, spectacle that surrounds these kind of debates. But apparently it was Fox News' most popular broadcast ever. They're talking about 24 million people who watched it. Mm-hmm. So from that standpoint, I guess at least it might reinvigorate some people who are on the fringes, who are not really interested in politics, and it might get them back involved.
Well, you know, what we've seen in the previous discussions, what we saw in the junior varsity debate in the afternoon, and what we saw in the New Hampshire debate on Monday, were some very staid and tired, controlled discussions where they were got up there and just read talking points that they had prepared ahead of time. This debate, they engaged in some very lively back and forth debating, and of course we had that back and forth between Chris Christie and Rand Paul. My take on all this, Paul, and I want to get your take on it, is I think that they brought Chris Christie in simply as the pit bull to go after Rand Paul, while Megyn Kelly went back and forth with Donald Trump. I think they really wanted to have someone there who was going to go head-to-head with Rand Paul, and that's what we saw with the fireworks going on back and forth between those two.
Well, yeah, they had Trump right in the center. That's always, you know, a ploy to throw the most attention on whoever's right in the center. Rand Paul was right off on the wing, so, you know, physically he was removed from the spotlight. And in fact, someone pointed out that even though Rand Paul had, according to some accounts, less than 5 minutes talk time in comparison to Donald Trump's 11 minutes, almost half of that was other people talking over him.
Yeah.
So he didn't even get a full 5 minutes. He basically got 2.5 minutes to talk.
But the things that Ron Paul said were better. Ron Paul actually said, though, were actually legitimate answers, legitimate things about what our country needs. Whereas, like with Trump and all that, it was just this, like I said, it was just personal attacks. It was Fox News trying to attack this person, Donald Trump trying to attack again. It went away from a debate, and it went into this whole, like, comedy skit. It was like a skit from Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. And I almost half expected for these candidates to walk out wearing NASCAR jackets with all their sponsor logos on it, because that's the way they promoted this, you know, show today. It was like a comedy show.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the fact checks that we saw, and of course, what most of the gubernatorial candidates will do is they'll come out and talk about how many jobs they create. And so now we're seeing fact checks about this, where Jeb Bush says, we created 1.3 million jobs, we led the nation 7 out of the 8 of those years. And it's like, well, no, not actually. Scott Walker then comes out, I came in with an unemployment rate of over 8%, now it's down to 4.6%, and so forth and so on. This is what we see from the gubernatorial candidates. Throwing out these numbers, every one of them created more jobs than anybody else did.
And also Christie saying that you think it's bad now, you should have saw it when I first got there.
Yeah, because he couldn't make any case. He just said, yeah, well,
we're Jersey's always been bad. Jersey's always been bad, so what do you expect?
Yeah, the low achiever right there. But then, of course, what we see from Donald Trump is he inflates his net worth, according to many people. They say that he put it out there as having a net worth of $10 billion. But then the fact checkers say, well, no, maybe it's $3 or $4 billion. I've seen other things that put it at $7 billion. Is this really what's important? You know, this is what we see each time we come through. And it really bothers me to see these Republican candidates out there all the time about how they created jobs. It's like, well, if you reduce taxes, if you reduce regulation, which most of these guys have not really done, then you can have an environment there where some other people can put their money at risk. And they can work hard, and then they create jobs. But I hate to see these politicians, it really grates on me, especially to see Republican politicians taking credit for jobs that are created. We even had Jeb Bush talking about how many jobs he was going to create in the future. I mean, he didn't even get to the point where he was talking about how many jobs he had created. He's got a figure that he's going to create if he becomes president in the future, this astronomical
figure. Also, a lot of these are government jobs that come to these various states, especially, you know, states like here in Texas. You get a lot of government jobs down here.
Well, we had Obama say, I had this many jobs saved or created. Okay, because he says, well, yeah, these are people that would have been laid off. And it's like, how can you even measure that? That's a metric that you can't come up with. It's just like Jeb Bush talking about his future jobs that he's going to have.
Well, it seemed like all the candidates up there were shooting from the hip with their replies, except for Jeb Bush. It seemed like everything he had, he stuck with a script. It was already pre-written out, and he just rolled with that. It was his cookie-cutter political response.
He's well coached.
Do you guys have that clip about Jeb Bush where he said, they call me Jeb?
That was the most ridiculous thing.
You're talking about the old coach. When I saw that, I said, I don't know, this guy may actually be dumber than W. At one point, the very first question to Jeb Bush is, how do you distinguish yourself from your brother and from your father? And so he wants to say that he's his own man.
Well, they call me
Jeb. And then he says this. He says, I've got a record in Florida. I'm proud of my dad. I'm certainly proud of my brother. In Florida, they called me Jeb because I earned it. Now,
what does that even mean?
What does it mean when they call you Jeb?
I don't want to ever earn a Jeb.
About a man named Jeb.
I don't want to earn a Jeb at all. I don't even know what that means. I want to get off that path of earning a Jeb.
Nobody called him on it. I rolled out of my chair laughing at that point. It's like, what in the world is he talking about? So yeah, he also puts himself out there as a pro-life candidate. We've talked about that a great deal in this program about the Bush family's involvement with Planned Parenthood. It takes more than just okaying a driver's license plate that says, I'm pro-life, to be pro-life. Your family supports it from the get-go. The Bush family is essentially like the Bill Gates family. They've been in this thing from the very beginning. And that's the simple truth, folks. We've got a lot of masks that we need to pull off between now and the election. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson, Joe Biggs, and Jakari Jackson.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
I know
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Joining me in Austin here in the studio are Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson. Joining us from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to go back to him in just a moment, get his comments about the debate last night. Just want to let you know that Super Male Vitality is back after having been sold out for weeks. We now have it back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. We have free shipping that ends tonight. We have extended the July free shipping for 1 week, but that ends tonight. But we have a shipment of Super Male Vitality, just got off the truck today. We are now taking orders on that. You can look at the reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. It has hundreds of five-star reviews. We also have a 24-hour special on Survival Shield X2, an unprecedented special, 30% off. And again, free shipping on that. And we also have one more special, Silver Bullet. We have buy two, get two free. So all those specials and free shipping on everything at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go back to Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, your comments on the debate we have. This is the last segment we have with you. I just want to get your final comments on this.
Well, there's an article out of Bloomberg today. Fox News couldn't kill Trump's momentum and may have only made it stronger. So there was all this, you know, stuff about, oh, Fox News is really going to go after Trump. Megyn Kelly is going to throw the misogyny card at him, giving him the opportunity to be politically incorrect. You know, everyone in the audience whoops and hollers. Mm-hmm. They're not grilling him on the fact that he's pro-abortion and pro-open borders. If they actually did that, it would expose Donald Trump for the ringer that he is. So to claim that Fox News is going after him is complete BS, because now his popularity has only soared. That's why they call him, you know, Teflon Trump, because when people attack him, it only makes him stronger. So instead of analyzing and grilling his actual record, they try these, you know, feminist talking points, which are not going to resonate with conservative audiences. So, you know, again, if you actually grill him on his record and his flip-flopping, then he would lose a lot of support. But for the moment, that's not going to happen. And in fact, he's only getting more popular thanks to Fox News.
Well, of course, they like to skew everything towards personalities. It's all about identity politics. It's all about personalities. They want to invite these back and forth conflicts because that makes for an exciting news program. But as one of the comments here on Twitter says, why didn't any other candidate defend and declare the Constitution and go after Christie besides Rand Paul? Of course, we wouldn't have had anything of any substance. They have such a narrow range of issues that they talk about, as you were talking about before, Joe. Lindsey Graham, when he was talking, every solution was, let's invade the Middle East. Yeah. Let's send a massive number of troops to the Middle East, no matter what the situation. He even takes a question about abortion and turns that into invading the Middle East.
Yeah, Trump was also asked about his declaration 15 years ago that he backed a single-payer health care system, an idea despised by Republicans. It could work at a different age. What is this age you're talking about here? Also citing success of the program in Canada and Scotland, Trump added he backs private insurance now. But Paul interjected, the Republican Party has been fighting against the single-payer system for decades, so I think you're on the wrong side of this if you're still arguing for single-payer.
Exactly. When you look at all of these different issues, Trump is arguing for exactly the same policies that the Democrats are arguing for, yep, which makes perfect sense as to why he would support so many Democrat politics until about 5 years ago, when he stopped making contributions to the Democrats and he started making heavy, exclusive contributions to Republicans, trying to build connections inside the Republican Party and allies there.
Well, a lot of people who are also contributing money to Hillary Clinton are also giving money to Jeb Bush. Actually, a lot of those people are giving more money to Jeb Bush, so that's a very interesting thing,
exactly,
that's going on as well.
It's the same group of bankers. We've got the Goldman Sachs family. It's not really a game of Thrones.
As long as they get one of them in there, they don't care.
Yeah,
they know they're going to get what they
want. Well, they always do that. They always have both sides of it. Well, that's it for today's show. Thanks for joining us. Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, Joe Biggs, and Jakari Jackson. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is a good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.